You know, my favorite to begin with, number 238. We'll sing it twice. 238.
You are the words of the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
All of the songs this evening and the scripture reading will come from the section in our songbook titled Christian Assurance. Assurance. So next song is number 461. The scripture reading will deal with the same theme, the assurance that we have. As Dennis said in his opening prayer, listen to the words for assurance. Let's sing first, second, and last.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He
scripture reading and prayer. Sam, if you want to participate in that reading tonight, you can do it. It's John chapter 14, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And you pick the first 11 verses. And we're singing 475.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of glory to His name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
Tonight I'll be reading John 14, verses 1 through 11. So we'll be reading all the way to 11. John 14, 1 through 11. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my love. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. That will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe in the evidence of the works themselves. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come together tonight and sing songs for you, Lord, and praise to you, Lord. Lord, please be with those who weren't able to make it today. And Lord, help us through this whole week that we have at work or anything else that we're doing, Lord, and just be with us as we sing more to you, Lord, and praise to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Still about the theme of Christian assurance, number 473. 473. Seems like this song is sung more at a funeral than it is in an assembly, but appropriate for both places, occasions. Christian assurance, saved in the arms of Jesus, first and last.
Saved in the arms of Jesus, safe on His gentle breast, there by His love was shaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Jesus, my heart's dear refuge. Jesus has died for me. Firm on the rock of ages, ever my trust shall be. Here let me wait with patience, wait till the night is o'er, wait till I see the morning break on the golden shore. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest.
And a hymn before our communion this evening, 464. And the theme is Christian Assurance. The song is titled Because He Lives. 464, first and last.
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to find my pardon. An empty grave is here to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's pride no more with pain. And then at death is way to victory. I'll see the lights of glory, and I know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, I'll fear His gone.
This time to allow those who are unable to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. Next song is number 493.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another for others.
This song, 497. We've sung it at the beginnings because of the high note. we'll give it a try. I'll try to pitch it correctly. Meaning lower. What it's written.
Half a step.
At least half a step. I'll bring my pitch by either. 497, first and last.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Oh, with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting word. Wake till the darkness is over.
Still in John chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. Verses 15 through 24. Gospel of John, chapter 14, and a prayer.
You read John chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. It says, "If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. My Father will love them, and he will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we're just so very grateful and thankful for the assurance that we have through your Son Jesus, that we are called out from this world. This world is not our home. Lord, it is our prayer that we can continue to share the gospel with those in this world that are lost. And Lord, we want to share those assurances with them also. It is just so very good to have you to come to and to know that anything we ask, we ask in your name that you will provide it for us, Lord. We're just so very grateful for that. And Lord, we always pray that our eyes and our hearts be open to serving those that need to be served, both spiritually and physically. And Lord, again, it just brings us such comfort to know that we have the forgiveness of sins. Sins separate us from our Father, and because of your atoning sacrifice, those sins have been washed away. Again, Lord, it is just so peace. It brings us such a peace to know that although everything is going kind of upside down in the world, we stay focused on you and you are true and stable. And we know that the promises we have will be granted to us someday. So, Lord, again, we thank you for all the love that you have for us, and we truly do love you, and we trust you. And we thank you for all that we have and all that we're going to need. We know that you'll provide. So, Lord, continue to be with us as we continue to worship and praise you, as we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
And continuing that theme of Christian assurance, number 514. 514. Sing all three stanzas. 514.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guarded my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Song that fits along with this one's number 494. It's a song that was typically sung, at least from my youth, after someone was baptized. Typically, the song leader would be ready, and when the person came up out of the water, it wasn't but just a moment or two, and then the congregation would break into this song, Oh Happy Day. And it just brings back memories. We typically, because it has to do with baptism, we typically don't sing it during worship, but it still applies. It brings back memories of our obedience. First and last, number 494.
Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus was my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. 'Tis done the great action done, I am my Lord's, and he is mine. He drew me and I followed on, joined to confess the voice divine. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Didn't have this one. I thought about this afternoon. Dennis led a song this morning. On the church. The church is one foundation. Something like, and I was going through the book again this afternoon, and number 457. I thought, oh, there's a song almost similar to what Dennis led this morning. How firm a foundation. 457. I haven't sung this one since my youth. Or you do. Don't even know. Well, you brought my brought to my memory. So I said, well, look that one up. 457. But look at the words just for a moment. We'll close with this song. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Third stanza. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake or shake, I'll never, no never, no never forsake. I'll firm a foundation. You know this song, right? Oh, you don't.
Well, we will.
Okay.
We will.
All right. The half notes get the beat. It's just written in 2-2 time. All right. Kind of just a little bum bum. I'll firm a foundation. Goes like that. Okay. Now you don't have to stand up and march in place. But you can give it a little bounce if you want. 4-5-7.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Jesus hath leaned for repose. I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
I forget if you'd like to take one of these home or just look at it and review it. See if it might be of value to you. You're welcome to them. I said there was, had 100 of them printed. We limited edition, but if we run out, we can have another limited edition printed. So, all right. Any other announcements we need to make, emphasize, highlight? All right, let's bow in prayer and we'll be dismissed. Father God in heaven, we're always thankful for the day that you give to us. For bountiful, bountiful blessings from above. And we say thank you over and over again. Help us to always have a heart and a mind that recognizes you as the bountiful giver of all the good things in our life. We're thankful for this evening. We're thankful for the encouragement that we receive from the friendship and the fellowship of one another. We're so thankful for the encouragement and the strength we receive from the songs that we sing. For the prayers that have been said and your word that's been read. We're thankful for the words that we say to one another to strengthen and build up each other. Bless us in all those endeavors. Bless us in our service, our ministry, our outreach. Help us to be more disciplined in our discipleship. And in all things, we pray you receive the glory and the honor. Give us a safe journey home, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.